The HBO series Getting On is now in its second season. The show is set in the geriatric ward of a hospital and takes viewers inside every aspect of life with the elderly patients.
Bend over, lean forward just a little bit. Okay.
The show is based on a British series by the same name. The HBO version premiered last year and started with Nurse Dee Dee, played by Niecy Nash, getting training from Nurse Dawn, played by Alex Borstein.
No, the incident reports need to be really, really specific.
Okay, what else should I put?
Well, for starters, it's not a feces, it's just feces.
But it wasn't a gang of them, it was just one piece.
But there's no singular form for feces.
This season, the gang is back at it, dealing with death, diapers, and language that goes beyond scatological. When I talked with Niecy Nash earlier this week, I asked her if she ever looks at a script and says, are we really going there?
Season one, maybe. But after we came back for season two, we were like, is that all you got? You know, we deal with everything from the uttermost to the guttermost.
Exactly. Well, it's really fun to watch you all. And I was surprised to read that you initially auditioned for a different part on this show.
Yeah, you know, I actually auditioned for Nurse Dawn Forchette, which is the role that Alex Borstein plays.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at the callback that I said, can I read for this other character? And the producer said, no, you cannot. And I just started to talk about this character. Originally, her name wasn't even Dee Dee. I just started to talk about how much I loved her and the things that I thought were so subtle and so interesting. And so they said, well, if you love it that much, we'll let you read.
Well, that certainly is a case for speaking up.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Do you ever talk to people who work in elder care who perhaps have seen the show? And I would imagine that if you have, that for them, this show may be all too real.
Yes, I have. And some of the things we experience, I'm told, it's very realistic. And that is exactly the way it goes down. You know, I know I used to sometimes meet cops when I played Rainisha Williams on Reno 911,
right.
And I would cringe. I'm like, oh my God, these people are going to think we're making a mockery of them. And then they would be like, yo, way to go. I love that show. So I'm happy that with this particular job, the real nurses are saying, you got it right.
You know, one of the great things about this show is the acting of the elderly women who are getting care in this hospital wing. And most of them don't even have lines, but they just have the most incredible facial expressions.
Didn't we get good faces?
You got great faces. They're
just
wonderful.
Yeah, they really, the casting really does a beautiful job at making sure we get the right women in those beds.
Niecy, this is one of several series recently where most of the primary characters are women. You know, you have Orange is the New Black, Girls. Any thoughts on the progress women are making in Hollywood?
Well, I think that Getting On goes a step further because we're not young girls. We're middle-aged women working with women who are older than we are under what I like to call the worst lighting God ever created. And we have no makeup, no glamorous hair, no Spanx. And I'm grateful that there is an opportunity for women who are seasoned in this business to still show up and play really great characters.
You also have a recurring role on the Mindy Project. How did that come about?
That was a phone call. So interesting. You know, the producers of the Mindy Project were fans of Getting On. Which is the same thing that happened to me with the film that I have coming out on Christmas Day called Selma.
Right.
So Getting On is a gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's talk a little bit about your role in Selma. You play Richie Jean Jackson, the civil rights leader who famously opened up her home to planners of the Selma to Montgomery March. This is a very different role for you from the comedy that you're well known for. What was the experience like for you?
It was the most amazing experience on a film I've ever had. It's always interesting when you play real people. But two, we're, you know, experiencing these landmarks and these different places, so much history. And I'm so happy that I'm at a place in my life where my fans can see me do other things. things. Because in my mind's eye, I never wanted to be funny. Comedy was not rewarded in my family. I got in trouble because I had talks too much on my report card. Why you in there talking? I was telling jokes, you know. So it was always stop it, sit down, stop acting up. That girl is so silly. So I didn't even know comedy was a gift. But every time I went in to audition for a serious role, the casting director would say, "You are so funny." And I would get offended. And then when I tapped into the truth of how God made me, that's when I began to work. But that work was all big and broad and over the top and extra. And it wasn't until this time in my life right now where I'm actually doing the work that I feel like I was created to do.
Niecy Nash plays Nurse Dee Dee on the HBO series Getting On. Her new book is called It's Hard to Fight Naked, and she will be seen this Christmas in the film Selma. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.